Flamenco guitarist Paco de Lucía died more than 3 years ago, but his influence is still on stage. He took flamenco from a very strict traditional form and added jazz and world music influences and collaborated with musicians outside of flamenco. Members of De Lucía's last touring band are on the road right now, revisiting the late guitarist's music. They are led by guitarist-producer Javier Limón. Beto Arco reports.
Javier Limón says the loss of Paco de Lucía will be felt for a long time.
We lost a leader that was even bigger than flamenco itself. Paco Lucía was like Piazzolla or like Gardel for the tango. Paco Lucía was like Jobim for bossa nova or like Miles Davis for jazz. And I think that we're going to need decades to have a musician or a guitarist that big.
The flamenco guitar was primarily an instrument to accompany singers.
La luna llanta, el daría.
Then came the great guitarists, Ramón Montoya, his nephew Carlos Montoya, Sabicas, and Niño de Ricardo. Fellow guitarist José Fernández Torres, better known as Tomatito, says Paco de Lucía learned from all of them.
Aprendió de todos ellos, pero traspasó todo ya, ya con él.
He learned and he went beyond them. He changed the music. He changed the way of playing. He changed flamenco harmony. He did everything.
Paco de Lucía was the consummate musician, says Javier Limón.
Paco, besides being the best flamenco guitarist ever and a great, great composer, he was a great producer. He was the producer of Camarón de la Isla's album and many others. So he created, as a producer, a new sound with this band.
The Paco de Lucía project is on tour, people might ask, why present concerts with the guitarist's band without the leader? Limón says it's a fair question.
All these artists, all these young members of the band are very good leaders and are very good soloists. So now we have the opportunity to get deeper in every one of them, so even without Paco, the sound of the band is there. That has a very important value.
Nevertheless, another flamenco guitarist, Raúl Rodríguez, says what's missing in today's scene is a guiding creative figure.
Y como durante varias décadas se ha pensado en el flamenco como una música que ya estaba hecha, que ya estaba terminada, que no se podía crear.
For many decades, flamenco has been thought as a music that's already made, already finished. So now, it's not so much that we miss Paco de Lucía, it's that we urgently need to have creative minds within our music so we don't repeat the old scheme, or it's going to fall asleep.
Guitarist and producer Javier Limón says the void left by Paco de Lucía will take a long time to fill. But the future looks bright, as long as artists learn the roots of flamenco and embrace the open ears Paco de Lucía brought to the music.
We need to really get deep in the knowledge of rhythm, harmony, sound, melodies, and quality, basically. It's about quality.
Limón says there's plenty of room to make flamenco a bigger musical language, and it's more important than ever to keep playing it for as many audiences as possible. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.